USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are higher than they've been in more than 3 months. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $3.44 a gallon, 2 cents higher than on Friday, which was the highest since early October. United States and EU officials are meeting at the State Department on Monday to discuss ensuring stable and affordable energy supplies. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken notes the timely need to ensure Ukraine's energy access as Russia threatens an invasion.
These efforts are aimed at shoring up energy supply throughout Europe, including Ukraine, whose energy security is particularly threatened by Russian aggression.
Blinken also stating that Ukraine's grid is now ready, and we're hopeful it will soon be able to connect to Europe's grid. President Biden welcoming the new German chancellor to the White House on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is set to end the mask mandate in schools. Murphy telling the New York Times a mask requirement will end the second week of March. The coronavirus winter surge has been rapidly declining in New Jersey. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb is applauding the move on CNBC.
Well, look, I think it's prudent that governors think about what the off switch looks like as well as what the on switch looks like when it comes to this mitigation. We can't just implement these kinds of provisions and not have a very clear metric for when we're going to lift them. And that metric's approaching in a lot of states. If you look at states like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, they're down to about 35 to 40 cases per 100,000 people per day.
Truckers in Alaska are rallying in protest of Canada's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for border crossers. More than 100 truckers rallying on Sunday in Anchorage for a demonstration they called the Alaska Freedom Convoy. The protest was organized by an Anchorage assembly member. USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says he would set up a committee on China to investigate the origins of COVID-19 if the Republicans were to take a majority in Congress in 2022. The California Republican telling Fox Business,
think about what Nancy Pelosi has done as Speaker. She has protected China from any investigations to the origin of COVID, even though it's killed more than 900,000 Americans. But we'll take action. When we take the majority, we will investigate the origins of COVID. Because you take the actions of the Democrats, I do not know what China has on these people, but it must be so powerful because the actions at every turn stop and harm us but protect China.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem recently signed legislation into law that bars transgender student athletes from playing on women's sports teams. The Republican governor adding,
if a trans athlete does make a sporting team and keeps a biological female from making the team, that biological female that missed out on the opportunity will get the chance to pursue litigation to play.
Those against the bill say it's discriminatory and will promote anti-transgender sentiment among young people. The U.S. Labor Secretary may be getting ready to try and help end baseball's lockout. Reports say Marty Walsh announced he has talked to both the league and the Players Association. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.